Civics 101 is supported in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
With the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol building, the United States Capitol Police have been thrust into the spotlight.
Underprepared, overwhelmed, complicit, some of the ways that the Capitol Police have been described after a pro-Trump mob stormed the Capitol Wednesday, leaving one officer dead and another on leave after killing a protester.
This is Civics 101. I'm Jackie Fulton. And today, we're looking at the United States Capitol Police. Who are they, and what is their charge?
Heavy cordons of police and soldiers are thrown about the Capitol, and the president is here.
The Capitol Police are a security force slash police department hybrid. They are part of the legislative branch. Their stated mission, protect Congress.
The Republican members of Congress were getting ready for a charity baseball game against the Democrats. When the piercing sound of gunfire shattered the peace of their morning practice in Alexandria, Virginia.
I want the American people to know that but for the fact that the Capitol Police, who returned fire and protected us, there would have been a lot more people severely injured.
And they fought back even though they were wounded.
That's correct.
But they're more than bodyguards for the 535 members of Congress. They also protect staff, millions of visitors a year, and the family of Congress members, wherever they are in the United States.
The United States Capitol Police and hazardous materials outfits, and they took some sort of suspicious package, which is why this building has been evacuated. And
they enforce traffic regulations.
Washington, D.C.'s Capitol Hill was the scene of a car chase today that ended not far from the halls of Congress.
They protect the buildings and grounds of the United States Capitol Complex, which is big. The campus covers over 274 acres with monuments, House and Senate offices, the Library of Congress, Supreme Court, and more. When the Capitol building first opened in 1800, a lone watchman was hired to protect it, John Golding. But the job was too big for John alone. Security incidents kept happening. A tipping point was the assault of President John Quincy Adams' son under the Capitol Rotunda. His nose was pulled, and he was slapped, an invitation to duel. In response, his father founded the United States Capitol Police. In 1828, four Capitol watchmen were given full law enforcement authority. The force has grown to more than 2,300 officers and employees. Their yearly budget is nearly $500 million. Considering their small jurisdiction, they are one of the most well-funded police departments in America. They even have their own intelligence unit. But that hasn't been enough to prevent all security incidents. There have been assaults, bombings, shootings on the Capitol ground. Six officers have died in the line of duty. Two in an attack by gunmen in 1998. They were given the rare honor of lying in state under the Capitol Rotunda.
This evening, once they lowered the flag, they immediately raised it again, halfway, and left it there. A sign of mourning for the men who died under the dome.
After security incidents happen, investigations are done to determine what went wrong.
Yesterday, the House Administration Committee looked at security issues at the U.S. Capitol since September 11th. Members heard from the architect of the Capitol.
Normally, more money is allocated to beef up the force. The incident on January 6th will be dissected, and it's likely the Capitol Police will again have to adapt new security measures. That does it for What Are the United States Capitol Police on Civics 101. You can listen to all of our episodes at civics101podcast.org or wherever you get your podcasts.